بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه عن أبي سعيد رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Still in this chapter of the importance of the gatherings of zikr, to make zikr in a halqa and the virtues of it, and those who do not partake, what great deprivation there is for them. Further, Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu anhuma narrates that Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yaq'udu qawmun yadhkurun Allah. Whenever a group of people sit in order to make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, that is, they sit in a gathering, in a halqa, illa haffathumul malaika. Then the malaika envelopes them. They come and they gather them from, or cover them from all sides. وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ, and the mercy of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala enfolds them. Full Allah's mercy comes, shrouds them. وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ, and Allah sends down sakina upon them, which is a special quality by which the iman increases all the time. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ, and Allah Ta'ala speaks about them by those who are by Allah, that is, in front of the malaika and in front of the arwah of the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. In front of them Allah boasts about these people. وعن أبي واقد الحارث بن عوف رضي الله عنه. The next narration is from Hazrat Abu Waqid al-Harith ibn Auf radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam baynama huwa jalisun fil masjid, that on one occasion while Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum in the masjid, والناس معه, and the people were sitting around him. In other words, there was a majlis that was carrying on. It was either a majlis, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was addressing them, or it was a majlis of ilm, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching them, or a majlis of dhikr. إِذْ أَقْبَلَ ثَلَاثَةُ نَفَرٍ, when three people came also there. The majlis was carrying on, and while the majlis was carrying on, three sahaba further came. فَأَقْبَلَ إِثْنَانِ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَذَهَبَ وَاحِدٌ, two of them came forward and joined the majlis, while one of them went away. فَوَقَفَ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, and they stood there by the two of them by Nabi Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. فَأَمَّا أَحَدُهُمَا فَرَآ فُرْجَةً فِي الْحَلْقَةِ فَجَلَسَ فِيهَا, one of the two, one went away. Other two that there were, one of them saw that there is a place for me to sit somewhere in the majlis, so he went forward and he sat down in that place. وَأَمَّا الْآخَرُ فَجَلَسَ خَلْفَهُمْ, and the other one who still stood, he saw he didn't find any place, so he sat behind them. وَأَمَّا الثَّالِثُ فَأَدْبَرْ ذَاهِبًا, however the third person turned around and he went away. فَلَمَّا فَرَغَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالْ, and when Nabi صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ finished, ended that majlis, then he said, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ عَنِ النَّفَرِ الثَّلَاثَةِ, should I not inform you the condition of these three people who came later, when the majlis was carrying on and they came later. أَمَّا أَحَدُهُمَا فَآوَى إِلَى اللَّهِ فَآوَاهُ اللَّهِ, one of them came and he seek protection by Allah, so Allah gave him protection. That is, he found a place to sit, so he came forward, so Allah accepted him also, that he came forward to Allah Ta'ala. وَأَمَّا الْآخَرُ فَاسْتَحْيَا فَاسْتَحْيَا اللَّهُ مِنُهُ, the other one was shy, in that he did not want to, there wasn't further place, he didn't want to push himself in and inconvenience anyone. So Allah also treated him also with honor and respect, that he just sat there and he did not inconvenience anyone. وَأَمَّا الْآخَرُ فَعَارَضَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, however the person who turned around and walked away, Allah also turned away from him. That is, that person was deprived. From here we learn that walking away from the gatherings of deen is a dangerous thing unless a person has a valid excuse. Otherwise, whenever there is a gathering of deen, which is in the correct way, etc., then we should partake of that. If we have a valid excuse to go, then we can go. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنهما أنه قال حضرت أبو سعيد خدري رضي الله تعالى عنه says خرج معاوية رضي الله عنه على حلقة في المسجد. Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went to a halqa, a majlis that was taking place in the masjid. Faqal, ma ajlasukum. He asked them, why are you people sitting here? For what reason are you gathered here? Qalu, just jalasna nadhkurullah. They said that we are sitting and we are busy engaged in the dhikr of Allah. That is why we are saying here. قال الله ما أجلسكم إلا ذاك. He took a qasam from them, take an oath and a qasam. I want a qasam from you that you are only sitting for that reason, for no other reason. قالوا ما أجلسنا إلا ذاك. They said, yes, true, we are only sitting because of the zikr, we take qasam. قال أما إني لم أستخلفكم تهمة لكم. He says, I did not let you people take a qasam because I doubted you and I made tuhmat on you that you are lying. That was not the reason. But why? وما كان أحد بمنزلتي من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أقل عنه حديثا مني. And he says, nobody was more closer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and yet narrated very few hadith. That means I'm very careful in the narration of hadith. I don't just take any chances or anything. He was the brother-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so he was very close, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved him also very greatly. He had heard many hadith, but he says, because I'm very cautious, therefore I've not narrated many hadith. So one of this hadith, he says, إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَرَجَ عَلَىٰ حَلْقَةٍ مِنْ أَصْحَابِهِ. That this how I came to you people, just like that I had seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to a gathering of the Sahaba that was taking place in the masjid. فَقَالْ مَا أَجْلَسَكُمْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also had asked them, as I had asked you, why are you people sitting here? قالوا جل جلسنا نذكر الله ونحمده على ما هدانا للإسلام ومن به علينا. They replied and said, we are sitting busy making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala and singing the praises of Allah Ta'ala, which is also zikr, that Allah guided us towards Islam. When we have the favors of Allah upon us, so we are making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, قال الله ما أجلسكم إلا ذاك. I take a qasam from you. I want you to take qasam to tell me that are you sitting for no other reason, only for the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. قالوا الله ما أجلسنا إلا ذاك. They took qasam and they said, that is the only reason. We have got no hidden agenda. We have got no other motives or purposes, but we are just sincerely sitting and making the dhikr of Allah. قال أما إني لم أستخلفكم تهمة لكم. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the same words, that I don't doubt you, I'm not putting tuhmat on you that you may be lying, but why I asked you to take qasam? ولكنه أتاني جبريل. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had just come to me now. فأخبرني, and he informed me, أن الله يباهي بكم الملائكة, that Allah is boasting about you people in front of the malaika. That's why I wanted to know, what is it that you people are doing that Allah is boasting about you people by the malaika? And that was that they were engaged in the dhikr of Allah, and they were doing it in a halqa, in a gathering. So the gathering of zikr is very important, very valuable. We should always try and attend the gatherings of zikr and partake therein. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.